Hello and welcome back to another episode of Drive Talk. My name is James and this is a podcast where every day on my short commute to work, I drive and I talk. How are you guys doing today? I'm doing okay. I went to bed probably later than I should have, which wasn't a good idea because I think tonight's going to be somewhat of a late night just because we're recording our video game podcast tonight, so that's going to be fun. Looks like there was a little accident here in my neighborhood. It's kind of weird. I'll get through it. I slept in a little bit today, so I guess that kind of makes up. And I still got out of the house at a fairly reasonable time. So there you have it. Today I wanted to just chat. There has been this, since yesterday, this homeless guy outside our office. And, he was kind of hanging around all day and, it just got me kind of thinking about homeless people in general. Our city kind of has a pretty shitty policy towards homeless people. There was one incident a few years ago where we had a group of homeless people kind of congregated in one area where the city was trying to build and develop. And I guess one of the linked, like, city officials got busted for spraying manure on the homeless people. So I think that's kind of the attitude my city has, like, for these people, which is kind of sad. The city that I live in is very much like they try and dust it under the rug. I feel like they don't really address the problem. I think it's a pretty conservative city. I think we have like the most churches. There's some weird stat about Abbotsford about like the most churches per area or whatever. So it's a fairly religious city, which I sometimes forget that, but you would think that more religious people would actually, the city would then have a more of a culture of taking care of these people, but judging from the amount of homeless people that are in our city, especially near where I work, doesn't really seem to be the case. This guy kind of hanging out in front of our office clearly has some mental health problems. I guess my boss called the police to kind of assist getting this guy to kind of move along, but the police informed my boss that this guy is known to them and he can be a bit aggressive at times if you kind of push him. So on one hand it's like from a safety kind of thing, I mean, I don't want people hanging outside my office that I could potentially have an encounter with that, you know, could cause myself or someone I know harm. But on the other hand, it's like these people need somewhere to go, and clearly the city isn't doing a job to kind of help them. And then the other flip side of the coin is, are these people even willing to seek help? I know a lot of them are addicted to drugs. We actually have security cameras outside our office, and it's pretty frequent to see people out there shooting up through the security footage. It's kind of like what came first, the chicken or the egg. I generally believe that, you know, people just don't do drugs just because, or people aren't in that situation just because they want it to be. I think it's a set of unfortunate circumstances that has led them to be in that position. And I wish there was just an easier way to kind of stop the cycle. I know it's not kind of a one solution fixes all kind of problem. It's very complex. I just wish our city did a little bit more, because I don't think they're doing enough. Because I guess they just see these people as a minor nuisance, and they continue to sweep issues like this under the rug. I'm curious, as I pull up to work here, if he will still be there. Let's have a look. Yeah, that was just kind of what was on my mind today. It makes me sad to see people in that position. And yeah, he's still sitting outside our office. He's kind of got this cart full of, like, stuff. And now there's just, like, garbage everywhere, which is a little unfortunate. But, hey, yeah, it's sad. Now my boss just came out and he looks very angry about it. Yeah, that's a tough one. Well, I guess the one thing to look at is where hopefully you're not in that same position. And just be thankful that we're not, because that seems like a really tough life. All right, well, on that somber note, I will conclude today's episode, and we'll chat to you again tomorrow.